For many, a long trip through crowded malls and outlet shops is still the norm during the holidays. But more than half of Americans now prefer shopping online over in the store. That's according to a recent American Barometer survey. Amazon recorded its highest sales ever this Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and that comes despite warehouse workers across Europe and demonstrators in New York City protesting the company that weekend. But even though brick-and-mortar retailers have struggled to adapt to the new retail ecosystem, they're not going away anytime soon. They're evolving. That's according to Northern Illinois University marketing professor Samantha Gibson, who recently spoke at an NIU STEM event titled Retail Renaissance.
Everybody says online is going to replace retail. I laugh. I really get a kick out of that. Online is less than 9% total retail sales.
Some still try to make it a point to try local shops during their holiday shopping. And in DeKalb, the Chamber of Commerce tries to facilitate that. They recently threw a Taste of the Season event, part wine tasting, part local shopping spree. Virginia Felicity is the Chamber's marketing and events manager. She says these type of events are more common this time of year.
The downtown merchants, they try to do holiday open houses themselves. That doesn't involve us, but they try to have discounts and deals on certain days and all of them grouped together. So it's kind of like a store crawl, I guess.
Felicity also says that the emergence of online shopping and social media actually helps small mom and pop shops.
So I think the social media aspect really helps. And I know that a lot of the stores downtown, they're very heavily on social media and they use that as their main way to reach to their audience instead of, I mean, they have their returning customers, but it's a new way to reach new people, especially younger people too, because we're always on our phones, on Instagram and everything.
But the allure of things like free two-day shipping is sometimes hard to pass up. Mirna Fernandez is a 27-year-old international student at NIU currently living in DeKalb. For her, the ease of online shopping fits her busy schedule.
And online is more convenient. I don't have to go around many different stores to try and find something that is unique and, you know, convenient at the same time to buy and just take it home with me. So I just prefer online. I just type it, find it, and then that's it.
She says if local stores added more online features like showing what merchandise they had in stock or offering free shipping, she'd be more likely to stop by. Those features are likely coming soon for some physical retailers as businesses try to compete with the attractiveness of Amazon. Plenty of big retailers like Walmart and Target are already starting to offer pickup and delivery options. And in terms of tech, Gibson points to IKEA's virtual reality showroom where you can create your own kitchen, or Sephora's augmented reality app that lets you use your camera to let you try on different makeups.
So all of these retailers are working on things and they have to survive. Because if they don't, and they're like Sears, where they don't invest in the infrastructure behind the scenes, it will be quickly absorbed.
But she also says the changes aren't just going to be seen online. You'll also see physical stores emulate the custom experience of online shopping.
The future of retail is what's called bricks and clicks. It's called omni-channel retailing. What that means is everything is seamless. It doesn't matter which channel you buy it from, you can still buy it from that retailer.
I'm Peter Medlin.